What is up, everyone? Welcome to Water Tower Podcast, the Water Tower Podcast. What you've been listening to for the last 17 episodes.
No, 18. This is 18.
Well, they would have listened to 17 episodes. Thanks so far for being an awesome subscriber, because we know you are. And if you're not, hit that subscribe button and follow all our social media platforms.
Come on, hit it. Come on. It's right there.
Hit it twice.
Just do it.
I mean, if it does something for you. Share to your friends if you find something interesting. We definitely want to start sharing some stuff. You know, that's how we're going to get around the block, so they say. So episode number 18. Here we go, Jay. What's going on in your world?
When you said 18, it reminded me of, remember TRL on MTV back in the day with Carson Daly?
Carson Daly.
Do you remember that they had a countdown right there, like Madison Square Garden, or not Madison Square Garden, Times Square.
Right.
That was where their little studio was, and MTV studio, and they had a countdown to when Britney Spears was going to turn 18.
Are you
imagine
serious?
That happening nowadays. We really are old because times are changing.
Damn.
I remember that.
Hey, what a job that was for Carson Daly, huh? That
must
have been badass, dude. Right there, Times Square, fucking everything happened there. And he was dating Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Did he?
That was my high school crush, that son of a bitch.
Really? It was her?
Oh, for sure.
Mine was Shakita, but you already know that.
Shakita!
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? I remember ripping out all the Neutrogena magazine pages with her in it.
And then, like, acne one.
I had, like, a banner in my room with all Jennifer Love Hewitt.
I think I remember that. People are like, damn, Nick really likes acne cream.
Oh, damn, that's funny.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah, she was.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Yeah, she was like the girl next door, or the new girl that just moved to town,
right?
Was in high school. Yeah.
Party of Five. Was it Party of Five? Yeah, Party of Five. And then there was a movie with...
Trojan Wars?
Something Green. Seth Green? You remember that guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's Dr. Evil's son.
Is it? Oh, yeah, that's right.
But...
great fucking movie.
What was that stupid movie? They had the party... Like,
yeah, that's right. And he had like the ski goggles.
Oh, yeah, like the NSYNC goggles. Hey, you used to like NSYNC, huh?
I a couple of their albums. Yeah,
I like them. I remember you bumping them on like the basketball bus or something one time. Like, what the fuck? I thought Nick was cool.
What's going on with this guy? A little fugazis. Yeah, that's No Strings Attached. That was the album that got me into him. And it was...
No Strings... Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, why doesn't that ring a bell? Oh, yeah, because it's NSYNC.
Fucking NSYNC.
I didn't get it. Dude, that's why I liked Eminem. Remember? That's how Eminem got popular. They just started talking shit about them.
Shit about everybody.
And everyone's like, yeah, fuck those guys. Fuck that bitch.
And then they were gone.
Fuck Christina Aguilera, yeah.
You know what? It's funny how, like, there's always one member of a group that always makes it, huh? Like, yeah, Justin Timberlake made it out of NSYNC.
Is it that he made it? Or is it that he, like, I'm a little high, sorry. But yeah, or is it the fact that he was carrying him so long, he just got rid of him? Like, well, TLC.
Right,
not TLC,
exactly.
Destiny's Child.
Hey, that's a good way of putting it, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's true, though. I think there's some truth to that. But he's a bad motherfucker, too, man. Yeah, because he probably did carry them, because he was the only one that really had it going for him. I mean, here we are talking about fucking NSYNC.
Do you know all their names?
No.
Do you know any other names?
I know there's a JC... And
no, that's Justin. No,
I think there's a JC.
I guess he's
too.
JT.
And that's I don't know any of their names actually.
It's like a Joey.
I think there is a Joey.
Is that Backstreet Boys? I don't know. I might be mixing.
Yeah, I think you are.
They were huge. They were fucking huge.
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Both of them.
Both of them were. Yeah.
Fucking insane. NSYNC just stole that fire,
dude. And you know who was before them? Do you remember like Keith Sweat?
No, Keith Sweat.
Keith Sweat. You don't remember Keith Sweat?
I know this black dude.
Yeah, yeah, and he R&B singer.
By the way, white dude's named Keith Sweat. Yeah, it has to be an R&B singer for sure. That's an R&B song.
He actually got he wasn't the one. Keith Sweat, dude. I forget what songs he's. You're gonna have to put one up on the
Keith Sweat. That's funny because it's like if Keith Sweat, sorry, if the weed did.
Why do we smoke before this podcast?
I'm glad we did. It was feeling awesome. But you know, like Keith Sweat, if that's a white dude, he's like. The guy like digging your ditch and like mows your lawn and shit. But if it's a black dude, he's a badass R&B guy.
Right?
Keith Sweat. Yeah. Sorry, I just thought that. It's weird how that happens.
Oh, you just pictured a white guy named Keith
Sweat. You know that guy's. Sweat. I'm picturing like I know he probably doesn't have a jewelry curl, but I'm picturing like the purple light in the back, like kind of like.
Of course.
I don't know.
That's early 90s. That's 90s, big time.
Okay. Yeah.
I remember one of his album covers was exactly that. It's like a brown blanket or some fucking brown fucking coat or something like that.
It's all pimp.
Yeah, just a smooth motherfucker. Yeah.
Gets all the ladies.
And then we went into NSYNC. It's funny how like that always happens, right? Your parents tell you like, oh, I can't believe you listen to that garbage. And
yeah.
You know, their parents probably told them that. And now I find myself telling my kids that all the time. Like, fuck, why are you listening to that fucking garbage?
Yeah, I can't hate on it, huh?
Yeah, it's hard to, yeah. Right.
Like, I don't know. I don't know. With hip hop, it seems to be pretty universal. Our generation hates the other generation's hip hop. Like, all the rappers bitch right. about it. Like, I think they're finally, like, being cool with each other. But all that mumble rap shit, I feel like the old man. I was like, fuck. Like, I'm trying to get into this, but it's hard.
And, you know, same here, man. Same here. Like, you know, some artist that my son listens to, like Lil Tecca. You know who that is?
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, I mean, what a song. I mean, he has a popular song. But anyways, like, I like his stuff and a couple other stuff. But, yeah, the mumble rapping, dude, like.
It's probably gone now, huh?
When there's, I mean, there's still a couple out there. Yeah. But when there's no context or it doesn't mean anything, like, it's really, is it music, you know? I mean, it's sound. It's making a sound, but.
I don't know. I like Juice WRLD. Juice WRLD's like, the shit. Yeah. My niece got me on. Right. See, that's what's weird. My niece got me on music. I like Juice WRLD a lot.
Yeah, that's funny. I actually, dude, I was the same way. Old fucking man, just traditional, you know, listen to whatever I would listen to, you know, started getting into other stuff through Pandora, but never into any of this current rap scene. And then a former employee of mine was 19 years old when he came on board.
Uh-oh.
And he, you know, he loved that stuff. So every once in a while, we'd let him put on the Pandora list, right? And he'd start putting, or YouTube, and he'd put on these artists, and I'm like, dude, why are you listening to that garbage, you know? He's like, nah, some of these guys are good, you know? And I started realizing, like, those are all the same songs that my son are listening to, like, in his room and stuff. And so I was like, well, shit, maybe I should look into this and fucking listen to a few songs. But I actually put it on my Pandora shuffle list, and so every once in a while, one of their songs would come on, and yeah, he's right. Some of it's good, but some of it is fucking just trash.
Yeah, I don't know. That's why I've been getting into Western a lot. Like, I mean, I used to always love 80s countries, like called Outlaw Country.
Okay.
It's like, you know, Willie Nelson, Johnny Cash, like those guys. And then it got weird. And, you know, I did like some of the newer stuff in the 90s when we were like in high school, but it just wasn't as cool as these like guys talking about just like drunk rambling around, you know? And, but it's like coming back now. And it's weird because like rock and all that shit just seemed to kind of die off a bit. And hip hop is like the new pop. Like hip hop is. All the young kids, I feel like, listen to hip-hop.
Yeah, you're right. There's no alternative, right?
No, like, we at least had, like, kind of a split. We had you had alternative options and also hip-hop. But now it just seems like hip-hop's, like, the pop. Like, it's the new thing. It's
hey,
like,
that is interesting.
Yeah, I noticed that because, like, Gina, her high school, like, nephew and niece came. And that's all they talked about was hip-hop. Like, you guys like, you know, because I had, like, some band on the TV. And, yeah, I think that's kind of how it is. And so I noticed that, like, there's all this cool, like, kind of outlaw country independent artists,
right?
You know,
that's what I was thinking too when you're saying that. It was just indie, you know, in general. Independent artists are a thing, a huge thing.
Yeah, well, now like Chance the Rapper, you know, he did his own thing, and like a lot of rappers do that too now. It's cool because fuck the record label, you know.
Right, dude, they're taking advantage of these fucks for so long.
Dude, the guy from Smashing Pumpkins, what's his name? The lead singer, remember him? He was on.
I'm not gonna know his name, of course.
Yeah, I forget it, but. Interesting dude, but he was on Joe Rogan. Of course, I gotta mention Joe Rogan once every episode. But he was talking about they even had like one record label had like a universal contract that meant like in the galaxy they owned your shit.
Wow.
Just in case 100 years from now Mars is populated and it's not legally correct. It's
and they like, want to listen to your song.
Yeah, can you believe that? Ours. They want to own your ass into the galaxy, into the future. It's crazy.
Hey, well, I guess they don't call them universal for nothing, huh?
But yeah, I know, man. It's like fucking nuts. But yeah.
Oh shit.
I dig that stuff though. It's coming back. I like it.
It's been around. Well, you know what? I don't even what kind of artists are you talking about?
Are you setting me up right now?
Yeah,
because your cousin Michael Milan came up here and apparently he's in that type of music, which it kind of shocked me. I don't know why. I just figured he probably liked hip hop, and because I think guys were playing hip hop in the truck, and so I was like, oh shit, like you know this guy, and I was like, hey, you know, have you heard of this guy? Because he was like, oh yeah, like I know that guy. I'm like, you know that fucking guy? Because not a lot of people know that guy. And so then he shared some of his music, but let's check this out. Let's check out this song.
The memories I've got. Torture my head, and I don't know God, but I heard he was dead. And if I am wrong and in judgment I stand, I will not repent cause I don't give a damn. You can send me to hell with the rest of my friends. And I wish I was who I appeared, cause I despise the man in the mirror.
Gotta give me a fucking guitar, Jay. God damn it.
That shit's real, man.
Hey, that's telling a lot of stories right there.
That's, you know, a country gets a bad rap, and I get it, man. There's some junk, a lot of junk, especially today. And, okay. And growing up, I hated it. It just was a cool thing to hate, right?
Yeah, I was
it's hard to get into it. Right, you see these guys? Like, it's so different from California, but like...
I like Luke Bryan.
Yeah, I don't know. He's one of those, I don't know.
He's like a country singer, but like got a twist.
Kind of twist, yeah. So, I don't know, man, but yeah, your cousin shared that. It was, I forgot.
Dude, that was dope as fuck. And is that country? Would that be called country?
I don't know. Like, it's more of a country vibe. So sometimes I call it Western country.
Oh, okay.
I'm not that good to know all the difference, but I think outlaw country would probably be accurate.
But it almost looks like contemporary country type. Modernized,
like folk. Yeah, well, country's kind of folk. Folk.
That's a good term for it, right?
Yeah, country originated from folk, so I believe. Okay. Not the music experts, Craig could correct us, but Benjamin Todd from the Lost Dog Street Band, and the song's called "Using Again." And man, fucking deep.
Yeah, right. And you know, when I say, you know, that tells a lot of people's story. Man, so many people can listen to that. Directly relate to some shit, man, you know?
Yeah, when he talks about, like, looking in the mirror
right. And,
like, despising the man he sees in the mm-hmm. mirror, it's like, we've all been there.
Right.
We've all been there. But then he's talking about doing heroin, and he's using again, so he tried to get sober, and he's back at it, but he's maintaining an appearance to be enjoyed. I don't know, there's a ton of lines I just feel like, fuck.
Yeah, you know, even, you know, mention God in there, but not in a traditional country way, you know?
Well, what do you think the... You're thinking more country, like Christian music, right? Almost.
Yeah, I get. Well, not Christian, but usually country or traditional, like church going folks, you know?
Southern, like kind of. But I guess originated from the South, a lot of different artists now. But even California, a lot of people don't know. Little Texas, you know, Bakersfield. That's where a lot of there's a Bakersfield sound.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite sounds of country music. Ah. Little Haggard, you know. Dwight Yoakam came out of Bakersfield, Buck Owens, and a ton of them. And
when
the Dust Bowl hit, a lot of people don't know this, when the Dust Bowl hit the Oklahoma or something, Midwest, a lot of them moved to Bakersfield because they, like, started farming and the land was good because the Dust Bowl hit. So they brought this music with it, and it just developed, and that's why Bakersfield has, like, what's called the Crystal Palace. You ever been there?
Mm-mm.
Dude. It's like, it's weird that this thing exists and most people don't know about it. And I had my birthday there a few years back, and it's this old bar. This guy, Buck Owens, used to run that town. And that's where everyone would go on Friday, Saturdays. And you'd have these big ass artists on TV performing there in Bakersfield.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it was mostly country?
All country, yeah.
Okay.
I think they might have did a little. I don't know what they do now, obviously, everything. But it's still there. And they got this big Cadillac behind the bar posted up.
I would have never known that shit, Jay.
It's like Elvis's Cadillac or something. Yeah, like, because, you know, man. And this guy, Dwight Yoakam, I got into him. That's how I learned. And my grandpa would be like, oh, yeah, I just go down to the Crystal Palace and drink. And fucking Buck Owens doesn't pay his workers. Fuck that guy. You know, like, talk shit about him. And it was just like, yeah, and there was a fight. And it's like, oh, shit. Yeah, country history goes deep. And it's, you know, it's like mariachi, all that shit.
I don't know anything about Bakersfield. Either, like, I just don't even like the place. It's so dry.
Yeah, it's not fun.
It's not fun, right?
But it's got a crazy country history, man. Merle Haggard, I think, lived out there was it Merle Haggard that lived in a boxcar or something out there, and he became a famous country artist in the 80s.
Okay.
He went to jail and got pardoned by Reagan. Hmm. I don't know, there's all kinds of crazy stories. I think he went to jail. I forget what he went to jail for. They're all criminals. That's why you said God. I'm all excited. Like, God, Oh, like you said something non-country tense. I go, man, listen to these guys. There's a dark side of country that is like more the outlaw country, they call it. Existed more in the 80s, and, you know, radio takes over and makes it clean. A lot of them, Johnny Cash himself. Yeah.
Hey, you're into your country, huh, Jay?
Oh, dude, deep. I love that shit, man.
That's
it gets
awesome,
me excited because, like, connects to my grandpa a bit.
Sure.
And, man, Love that shit. Dude, gets emotional. Like, it's like, fuck.
Well, now you're making me feel bad because I'm not into Spanish music. Jeez, Jay.
I want to learn Spanish just to get into Spanish music, especially when you learn about the cartels and stuff.
Oh, yeah. What are those called?
Like the cartel music.
I forgot what those are called. See how I'm not into my music, Jay?
Yeah.
But my music.
That's one type of music I really want to get into because I watched a little mini doc. What's his name? Fuck, I'm gonna forget it. But he's was like an artist here in California doing all in the 80s and 90s. And he like shot a guy that like raped his sister, you know, typical like crazy story. Okay. And like they have a video clip of the cartel handing him a note during one of his popular performances, like in LA or something. And he picks it up and it's basically saying you're gonna die. And then that night he was murdered.
Oh shit.
And you see him like read it on stage. It's fucking trippy. And then you hear the history and the story. I go, fuck, I didn't know this.
So you don't know who that was?
I could look it up. We'll leave a link in the description. But yeah, that thing got me going, fuck, if I like country, I know this shit's gotta have its crazy stuff going on.
I would imagine it's the same, you know? I mean, going to parties, we listen to that stuff all the time, right? Baptisms, quinceañeras. I mean, the music comes on all the time.
And yeah.
Sometimes I'll have my brother-in-law or my wife's sister's husband like break down the song because I know how to speak Spanish. I can hear and listen to Spanish and get it if it's talked slowly.
Yeah.
But in a song, it's like I get lost so quick and then I have to try to think about it, piece it all together. It's like, no way, I'm lost. So usually I have someone break it down for me and they're fucking deep, man.
Yeah, yeah.
But even not those type of songs, like even Spanish rock, they call it rock en español.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's bad, too.
Really?
Man. Yeah, like Maná. You ever hear of Maná?
Maná, yeah. They had, like, 90s long hair, yeah, right, vests, right. Like, black vests. Yeah, they had a song called, like, Luz María, or Luz. Was it them? I don't know.
Yeah, but that type of music, it's all nice, man.
Yeah, some good. It's good stuff from the 80s and 90s, yeah.
There's some, man, all kinds of music. I bet your shuffle list is fucking pretty entertaining, Jay.
What's a shuffle list?
Well, like...
just your, like your playlist? Your
playlist, right.
Yeah, I just use Spotify, so, like, I just tend to follow a lot of different artists. I should shuffle them. I never do. I just, like, I'm feeling like this today, but I like reggae, even some cool stuff from Africa that, you know, I was over there, I ran out because, you know, you get currency, you got to exchange it. But in Africa, it's not like there's just a bank right there. I mean, this is Ghana. It's pretty well developed, I guess, you know. Pretty crazy place. Still Africa, but like, you know. Anyways, we ran out of money. It's hard to get money there. Okay. Like postage snaps and stamps. I said snaps. But yeah, so I was in this taxi. I was out of money. I just had my bag. I was going back to the ship I was living on. And I was like, oh, well, very last of the money to the taxi driver. Like, that's it. The rest is a tip for you, man. And then he was driving me back. And I was like, oh, just next country, I'll pull out more money. And he's playing this fucking CD in this old beat-up car. Like, you know, the ground's red. It's like crazy African trees. Wow, beautiful, dude, like fucking badass. Lion King. And this little dinky car with this guy. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, who's this? He's like, Lucky Dube. You know Lucky Dube?
No.
Oh, he's like, Lucky Dube. And I was like, fuck. And I was like, damn, some reggae. I was like, fuck, dude, this shit's good. And I was listening to a lot of reggae in Africa, but I was like, damn, I like this shit. So I'm like, hey, how can I get that CD? And he's like, oh, $5 or something. I forget. And I was like, I don't have any money. And I was like, she's like, what you got in the bag? I'm like, all right. So, you know, he's like the blackest dude ever, right? And then I pull it out and I pull out sunscreen. And I'm like, I don't know if black people use sunscreen. I don't know. They probably do. I don't know. But I never saw anyone in Africa with sunscreen. You know what I mean? So I'm like, do you want this? He's like, what is it for? And I'm like, you know, you like spray yourself. And there's a bit, you know, and he's like, all right. So he takes it. And then he's like, what else? I'm like, fuck. So I'm like, I got some sunglasses. And he's like, all right. So I gave him some $20 sunglasses. And I think I gave him like some socks or something.
For the CD?
Yeah. I gave him this like scratch fucking CD. Fucking rocked the shit out of that CD for years. Lucky Dube was like only number two to Bob Marley in Africa. And he was like a big 80s star, 90s Christian guy, strangely, and like didn't smoke weed but did reggae. I guess he was like kind of a criminal as a kid, and a lot of songs are about that.
Okay.
A song called Prisoners, fucking awesome. Reggae in the bathroom. Like, he's fucking dope. And he got murdered. Ended up getting murdered, a South African artist.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's a good way to learn about an artist right there.
Dude, and there's another guy, Rocky Duwani. That's
an amazing story,
yeah.
Jay.
Yeah, I was like, man, and I'll go to like, you'll see the reggae spot in LA or San Francisco, like, yo, Lucky Dube, like, who? I'm like,
okay. You know what? I bet one of my uncles is really into reggae. He has a favorite, like, small local band, and he probably knows about him.
Yeah.
But I like reggae, but not enough to know about it like that.
Yeah. Reggae's dope too, man. Reggae's got background stories.
You know what I like, man? That some people, my wife always tells me, like, ah, you're weird. Why you listen to that? But it's bluegrass.
Yeah.
Bluegrass. Yeah, I love bluegrass, man.
You ever go to the San Francisco Bluegrass Festival?
Never.
Once a year for free. This like rich cowboy dude, he's dead now, but he left a trust and they won't charge.
Really?
Yeah, you get homeless guys in there. Everyone is packed.
And what is it? Just
it's all bluegrass, people from around the United States or different countries. Like sometimes you get more of a jazzy feel.
Really? Full
country. Dwight Yoakam, Bakersfield sound guy, was there multiple times. That's why I went. It's like, fuck, Dwight for free? Hell yeah.
That's badass.
Yeah, and it's right down the street from our house. So we just walk over there, Golden Gate Park. But yeah, obviously it's probably not operating, but I think it's still got enough money to go on for a long time.
Dude, that's dope, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I, you know what got me into bluegrass was Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? Remember that movie?
Yeah, that was a cool song. That was a dope movie.
Dude, that was a dope-ass movie, yeah. And it was a cool song, you know? So after that, I would just play it every once in a while on YouTube, and then as soon as I got into Pandora, I just put it in my channel, you know? And just different artists come on all the time. Pretty cool shit. I like it.
Man. It's cool, too. And I think, like, a lot of this music, they talk about, like, drugs and stuff, which maybe you wouldn't hear in the 90s a lot. But, like, Tyler Childers, Sturgill Simpson. Sturgill talks about DMT. And you know, and fuck, one of the lines in his song is exactly the DMT experience I had, you know. Reptile aliens cut me open and take out all my pain.
Wow.
And I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I saw. Yeah.
Trip out.
But yeah. It's a lot of stuff's cool, man. It's good stuff out there.
And you know what? They're all, it seems to me, like, it's like not the same story, but it's similar lives, right? Like, and that's why, you know, can relate to so many people and cross, you know, like some of these rap artists are saying a lot of the same stuff some of these country artists are saying, you know?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I don't know much about, I would hate to talk shit about the like mumble rap stuff because I don't know too much about it. But it seems like it's a lot about getting fucked up.
Oh, that's all it's about.
Like, not that, like, our hip-hop, 90s hip-hop wasn't like that, but...
yeah, like Kendrick Lamar, you know, like Kendrick's that type of shit. Stuff. You know, J. Cole and
yeah,
you know, Common. And, dude, you know who I was listening to that had... I never even realized it, but Gangster's Paradise. Remember that song Coolio. By Coolio?
Yeah.
Dude, that song's deep, dude.
I know almost every word to that song. Right? I love that song.
Dude, that's so...
It came out with a movie, too, of Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, my mom
and he played it. And he starred in it. That's right. Or he played Coolio. It.
And then was he had, the star? Was he in it? I don't think he was in it.
No?
He might have had a small... I don't know. Like, fuck, I haven't watched that for who knows. But Sly, Sippity Sly.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was like the shit.
Sorry, that was Corona.
Corona.
Hey, we got to get him on the pod, dude. I wonder what he's up to nowadays. Yeah.
I watched like one of those wife swap or celebrity wife swaps, and he seems like an asshole. Probably not coming on now. No.
What?
I think he his wife just did everything and him and his homies just like fucking drink and shit and do whatever the fuck they want, you know.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah, right? He made it. That's what you do when you make it. The wife gets a big house and you get to get fucked up every day. Man, why can't we make it? Because you guys won't subscribe.
That's right. So come on. Come on.
It's right there. Just press it.
But dude, that song, I was listening to it and I was like, oh shit, like this, he's onto something, you know? I mean, and a lot of those early people that rapped about, but maybe that's why he didn't make it that far, right? Because I don't know, it's like the awareness and rapping about it, you know, and
yeah,
like people don't want to hear that shit back then.
Yeah, I don't know. I always thought like Eminem became popular because he wasn't talking about rims. Remember, like everyone started talking about the rims. Fuck, I got sick of that shit. And like Lil Jon, I like Lil Jon. I think he's cool, but I never got deep into that. I was like, ugh, it was like cheap.
Even like Ludacris and like a lot of these rappers that came out, like I was into them then, but now that I look back on it, and probably for the last several years, like
it's cheap, right?
Yeah, it wasn't that great.
It feels flimsy. Yeah, because I used to love Ludacris, and I do the same thing. I'm like, that song's kind of boring. It's like it feels like pop. Like it's just on the radio. It's what it does.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah. But you know what I did like was E-40, some early E-40 shit. Oh, yeah, dude, I like that shit.
Really?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah. I never got much in E-40.
And even, dude, Too Short. Fuck, I was raised on Too Short, dude.
Yeah,
like that,
Too Short was
the
shit.
Dude, I listened to that shit. I'm like, what the fuck was I thinking? Like, you know, I mean, it's good stuff, good beats, you know, but it's like, damn.
What do you mean?
Like, it's just the shit he says, you know, it's like.
Too hardcore?
Yeah, it's hardcore.
Like smack a bitch or something.
Yeah, yeah, all kinds of shit like that. Yeah. Oh, man, that's interesting. And we're bumping that shit, Jay. Hella young. Yeah.
Eazy-E, fucking Eazy-E, just like, what was he like, smack a bit, or talking shit, smack a bitch, slap a hoe, whatever it was, I don't know. I can't remember that one.
That's shit, Jay.
Slap a bitch, sometimes.
Slap a bitch.
You know, I've always wanted to say to I'm pretty sure I probably have done this drunk or something, but like say to a married man or like your friend that's wife's just acting up, like, hey, get the bitch on the leash. Or hey, bitch running wild, put her on the leash. It's like my dream.
Oh, do you know what that comes on? Is a 40-year-old virgin?
Yeah, I definitely stole it from someone.
Oh, dude, that's fucking awesome. Like, bitch, hey, man, wild, I can't let you talk to my girl like that.
All that, when they set it up all fake, yeah.
He's like, hey, well, you need to keep your hoe on a leash.
Yeah, I always wanted that moment. Man, that's a, yeah.
That's funny that that's the same guy that played the squirrel in Over the Hedge.
Really? I've never seen
that's
that.
That's funny. Oh. Cartoon movie.
Yeah, 40-year-old
virgin. That's so funny.
Dude, that was a good movie.
That was an awesome movie.
I miss like all those movies came out like Superbad, Knocked Up, all those, and it was fucking awesome.
Seth Rogen, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like that's a Pineapple Express.
Oh, that one was like so dope.
Dude, movies. Those,
yeah,
I don't think you could have those anymore because it's too sensitive. Maybe.
Think so?
I don't know. It's like the songs we listen to. It's like, oh shit.
Hmm.
Like having a countdown for Britney Spears turning 18. That shit can't exist today. Hell no.
She was a crazy bitch, huh?
Oh, she's crazy now.
Is she?
She's apparently doing like some Instagram or TikTok videos of dancing, and it just the time that it's gone.
I haven't seen it. I would imagine so.
It's gone.
I would imagine so.
It's just like, I don't
know. I did see a picture of Christina Aguilera the other day.
How'd she look?
Yeah, she looked good.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean,
you still date her?
Yeah. You know, I let her walk by my side. Yeah. Dude, so I was going to say something about, oh, yeah, TikTok. Is that real? Is all that shit going on about TikTok being banned? Trump don't like it. And
he gave him like 45 days to sell to an American company. So there's like, I don't know if it's happened yet. I haven't kept up, but I feel like it's too big to go anywhere. But it's all stupid too. Cause they're like,
what is it? So what's going on?
So there's a, like a mother company. That's a Chinese company that apparently reports to China. Cause if you have a company in China, you're in with the government, right?
Okay.
Possibly, I guess, more than likely. But so then, like, it's just how they ran. They have all, everything's government.
Right.
Like, it's kind of course. So, and they have all these sub companies, and one happens to be TikTok. So now that TikTok is blown up in America, they're scared that all our data and information and locations, everything is going to be given to the Chinese government because through this main company. Which is stupid because Facebook steals our shit. NSA is looking at us. The fucking American. So it's basically like we can steal our citizens' shit. It's right. Weird, you know. So they're trying to act all holy and mighty, but I think we should own our own data. But so they might sell to Microsoft a chunk of TikTok for just the American part. So technically, an American company will hold it and hold all the data.
Oh, what a good deal for and Microsoft!
They give it to the White House.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, or sell it to China. Because I think they do that anyways. Like the DMV, did you hear about that?
Oh, about them selling information?
So they get our data. Data is worth a lot for marketing, statistics, knowing what people want to buy, where, when. It's one of the best information.
That's running the world right now.
That's how you make money. And the DMV was selling that off and making more money selling it than they were being the DMV.
That's why they're such assholes.
That's why everyone wants the data. And Andrew Yang, once again, was going to give us ownership of our online identities and information, and that we have to get paid if they want to use it, which sounds fucking good to me.
Fuck yeah.
But we're, you know.
How not logical does that sound? I mean, that's fucking logical as fuck, right?
Yeah, that's the thing. He had a lot of logical things, but it's also like we're idiots. We just, all right, terms and services, whatever.
Click, 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 click. Yeah. I don't want to read that shit.
Whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it is what it is. You know, even I remember when the thumbprint recognition on the phone first came out. I was like, fuck that. I ain't going to do that. You know, I'm not going to give these fucking people my thumbprint.
Right?
It's like, motherfuckers have my thumbprint, first of all. You know, so that doesn't fucking matter.
Already in the system?
Yeah, I'm already in the system.
Oh, shit. Makes them the system.
And so it's like, now it's like, why the fuck not? You know, it's like, all this. I mean, I don't do like those challenges, you know, or take a picture of yourself.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I don't get into that kind of stuff. Because, dude, that shit's stored somewhere, right? All the data point recognitions on your face, you know?
Yeah, and I was thinking about that, too. Like, I think I'm in the system, too, from my DUI. Speaking of DUI, I just need to crack open.
Hey, you got another one of those over there?
And, yeah, like, I was thinking about that, too. I was having the same thought, like, a few nights ago, because they had the advertisement for one of the new iPhones or something, and I was like, man, it's weird that we just put our thumb there and we literally just gave it away. Because I remember, like, being a kid, like, oh, fuck, let them find my fingerprints. Fuck it. I ain't got no record, which now I do. But, like, I remember thinking that, and I'm like, man, all these people that don't have records are just giving it away.
Yeah, right.
I don't know, something about. But it's also you bitch about them taking your stuff or tracking you. And then you got a computer in your car, you got a cell phone in your pocket, you got your, you know, whatever else contraption you have in your house.
Right. And that's my biggest thing with the whole Mark of the Beast thing, right? Is inserting a microchip with the vaccine that can track your data and all the stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? I used to be into that. Like, yeah, fuck that. I don't want that shit. I don't want some microchip in my fucking skin, right?
Yeah.
But our phones are the microchip in our fucking arm, except it's in our pocket.
I was telling you about those guys at work last episode, I think. The two smartest guys asked them about putting the chip, and they're like, well, we'll do it. And I was like, so shocked.
Oh, yeah, right.
And they said the same thing. You only have them. But I still say fuck that because, I don't know, like, I could leave my cell phone here. And I've done it many times and then went on, like, a two-week vacation without my cell phone.
Well, this is true.
Yeah.
Right. But I think as far as data gathering, it's already you. So even if it sits here on a fucking shelf for fucking 2 weeks, and when you get back, you know, it's still you. Does that make sense? You know what I mean? Because that is
like my online identity and everything. Right, yeah. Right. Yeah, I guess you got a point there, yeah. But, like, I think being able to disconnect, I like.
Yeah.
Like, even at night, like, putting cell phone away. Even if it's still me, it's not next to me, I guess.
Dude, fuck, man. We waste so much fucking... Well, I don't know about you, Jay, but so much fucking time just clickbait or... just Instagram or, you know, just
TikTok, bro. Damn. TikTok. I spent about 3 hours this morning on TikTok. A very hungover morning, and I spent about 3 hours on TikTok. And I woke up early and I was like, "Oh, TikTok, sweet." And then my phone died. And I even got a charger. And I went back. I'm a savage.
Oh, but that's what we do. That's what's going on right now.
Yeah, before TikTok, I was pretty good, although posting with the podcast, I noticed I was posting a lot more on like every few hours. But before that, I got with that Galaxy phone.
Where can they find you on TikTok, Jay?
Water Tower Podcast.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh, on TikTok?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I don't even know my name. Yeah, fuck. I don't know. Jay Yoder, maybe. JTO. Probably JTO. That's usually my online handle. But what the fuck was I saying?
I don't know. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, but like I had this Galaxy phone and it would always like fucking run out of battery and shut off. Like something was messed up with it. And I got mad and I was like, hey, I'm not on my cell phone that much. And I've been like jogging, getting this shit done. So like it was kind of a blessing and I just like kept it. But then I got this new iPhone and it works.
Shame on you, Jay.
TikTok ruined my life.
No, a new phone ruined your life.
Drugs, alcohol, and TikTok ruined my life.
That's the song. Dude, you gotta get a guitar. And you got to write a song about being on social media too much. A country folk song.
Yeah.
That'd be dope.
I have no music talent. I can't even bob my head to a beat. Gino makes fun of me all the time. Dude, that's amazing. I've tried playing guitar in high school. I was okay. Can never stay on tempo. I just don't think it's for me. I enjoy it a lot. Something's missing in me.
Damn. I want to play guitar, Jay.
Play guitar.
What if I end up the same way? Like I try for a year and it's like, God, I can't get it.
And if you want to write good songs, you have to do heroin, lose your family.
You know, hey, sacrifices, Jay.
Yeah, make sacrifices. Got to chase the dream. The edge. Grab that edge, bro.
Oh, man. You know what? You want to talk about something negative?
Always.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
You know, I was thinking a lot about the explosion in Beirut. You saw anything?
Yeah,
about that?
I think I felt it.
Fuck, no lie, huh?
Shit,
dude, that shit was intense, man. Those videos and shit that came out, I mean, nuts, right? So I'm you know, I didn't really get into it, and then get a text from Art.
Yeah, hey, Arthur Lua, come on the podcast.
He said, "You hear about this shit?" And I said, "Yeah, fuck, I'm you know, I read a few things and." I said something about fireworks because when it first came out, it was like fireworks, right? And yeah, yeah. And he's like, no, keep reading, bro. Keep like, you know, read into it. And I was like, all right, shit, I'll check it out. So I just started reading it. And fucking dude, tons of like ammonium nitrate or something like that.
Yeah.
And like all this going into like bad corruption and the protest and how shit's just fucked up. I never knew any of that shit.
Yeah, I haven't dived into it just because, like, I can't handle any more shit. Like,
right.
I've been trying to take a break from it all, but there was, but still watching a bit here and there.
Sure.
I think I was just so disappointed when the Maxwell's documents came out, the same shit we already knew. But anyways, I saw, like, years ago, someone showed the Prime Minister of Israel at the time, I believe, and he was showing pictures of Lebanon sites next to the international airport. And he was pointing to the exact sites that were bombed, so... I don't know what that means, you know, but it was kind of a coincidence. Like, huh.
I seen that. Yeah. I ran through an article and they had all the conspiracies that are coming out of it already, you know? And so I was like, oh shit, this is fucking interesting because I don't know anything about it. So reading up on it, I was like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. Like, damn, I didn't know about that.
I think Lebanon's been having some trouble
right
for a while now because they I used to see them with their flags and like the protests and stuff.
But. Yeah, nothing that I could probably pinpoint now, but you know, it was interesting to. I mean, even Trump called it an attack, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, not that he knows anything that's going on. Speaking of Trump, I also stumbled across an inquiry from the White House to South Dakota.
Inquiry?
Inquiry, is that what it says?
I don't know, man.
Yeah, I don't know either. Inquiry. One of those to South Dakota to see what the process would be to get a carving on Mount Rushmore for a president.
You know what, man? I hate Trump, but I like his style, bro. What gangster shit is that?
That's nuts.
Like, you think about it, though, you're like, well, their faces are on. Why can't I? Yeah, what, right. We just stop at four? All these other pussies are too scared.
Right?
Give me some of that taxpayer money.
He's got some balls, dude. You got to give him that son of a bitch.
He must have balls. You know, he had his speech at, like, some factory or something. You see that? And I just saw a little clip of it. It's hard for me to watch his speeches because there's just a lot of the same shit he uses all the time. But
right.
He mentioned that I pissed off a lot of very powerful, rich billionaires or something. And they're very pissed at me, and you probably won't see me for a while.
He said that?
Yeah. He says, because I'm giving it to them or something like that. I was like, man, was there something going on behind the scenes that we just don't?
There always is, Jay.
It's like, so what's he saying? He's going to disappear? And then you saw... Old, what does he call him? Sleepy Biden? You
Sleepy saw Joe?
Biden's interview?
No, I didn't, but I seen some social media post about it.
Poor guy. He's getting worse.
Yeah? Oh, man.
I thought he might be pulling a comeback, and then this one, I was like, fuck, he doesn't know what he's saying right now.
Did he announce his running mate already?
I don't think so. So there's speculation that some press slipped it that it's possibly Kamala Harris.
That's what I've heard.
Which I hope not. I'm not the biggest fan of her, just due to the, if you look into her, she was head of all the prison systems, and we know how those have been run, but, and then her platform when I was running for president was all about how she's going to change the prison system, and then I forget who it was, but one of the other candidates like, haven't you been on that system for like 25 years or 10 years, who knows, and she's in that, you know, I'm not a big fan of the Newsoms and Pelosi's. She's a part of that group.
Oh, I see.
Those four families that have been around forever in California. But yeah, it might be her. Hey, you know what would make Jay really happy? If he picked Andrew Yang, but he promised it to be a woman, so I don't think he could do that. But if Andrew Yang has a sex change,
hey,
tell me there's a chance.
He's in there like swimwear.
Dude, I'd be stuck. That would turn my fucking year around. I was like, finally, yeah, I could get excited about something.
Dude, that would turn everything around. How old is Andrew Yang?
He's pretty young. I don't know.
Yeah, he's a young guy, right?
40s, I would imagine.
See that? I mean, that I think that's what we need, man. We need more youth in Congress and all these fucking political positions that have power. Like,
yeah, because it was like the Senate asked, was it Mark Zuckerberg, why they pulled some tweets down? Mark Zuckerberg doesn't own Twitter.
Nice.
So it just shows.
Hey, you, huge, young man.
There's a huge disconnect, and I get it. The technology's just ramping up so fast, but.
Yeah, it is way too fast, man. Fuck, Jay.
Might be Warren too. They said possibly could be Warren and then one other person. But
computers don't even come equipped cars either with CD players anymore or disk drives. Obsolete.
I don't know. It's that quick. They probably still have the cassette player, and they're like, "Hey, this car is only $5,000 unless you want to upgrade to the Express package, and that includes a CD player. If you'd want MP4, you know, MP3 player." You know, they always do those upsells. I'm like, motherfuckers.
This one has the auxiliary port.
This one comes with automatic locks. I'm like, bitch, that's been around forever. You can promote that. That's like, ooh, this house comes with running water.
They got to sell it to you, Jay.
Jesus.
They got to sell it to you. It's all practice for them.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, I mean, I didn't read too much into the burrito explosion, but man, 150 dead. I think over 2,000, you know, injured and just fucking devastation, dude. Crazy.
Yeah, it looked like it just like melted that building into like a rock.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
created a big old crater in the ground.
Fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And so what was it? Was it the airport? Was it a military base where they had bombs or something?
No. So it was just a storage facility
and ships, right?
From ships, right? And the interesting thing was, and I think this is probably the most interesting thing I got out of it was a Russian ship. It's a Russian
Was it Ukrainian or Russian?
Oh, geez. Why you got to do that to me, Jay? I don't know.
I'm thinking this other conspiracy I heard.
Yeah, I'm thinking it was Russian. It was going to Mozambique. And for some reason, they stopped them at that port and asked them a bunch of questions. And they couldn't pay for their fees or something like that. And so they docked that boat forever. And
there's complaints.
Right. And so, yeah, they unloaded the cargo into that warehouse, which was like 2,700 tons of ammonium nitrate or whatever. And it stayed there for like 7 years. And so that's why, I don't know, that's why it's like conspiracy. Huh, like, years? Why did it sit there for so long?
That's a long-term plan.
Right, exactly.
Got 7 years into this.
So I don't know, man. Hopefully it was just an accident. Yeah. But who knows? There might even be some groups that would be like, yeah, that was us. Chalk that up as one of ours. Yeah. But, yeah, interesting times, man. Shit, Jay, we're in August right now.
Ugh.
Fuck.
Ugh. So hot here.
It is hot here. It's fucking hot. You're right. But, dude, we're fucking 3/4 of the way done with the year almost.
What a rough one.
Fuck, dude.
Sucked. Yeah. It's been, man, I'm so over it. Like, you know, my mom was going to come this weekend. I was all excited. She hasn't been up here yet because of COVID. And I just got engaged this weekend, so she wanted to come by.
Jay just got engaged.
Dun, dun, dun.
Congratulations, buddy.
I looked out my hotel window and I saw a pig fly. And I said, oh, shit, there's a sign I've been waiting for.
Got the ring in my pocket.
Got on one knee. Been carrying it for 30 years now. No, but yeah, I got engaged. So yeah, but she couldn't come because she works in a retirement facility and her coworker got COVID. So now she's at home and she passed her test, but technically she's got to wait 2 weeks. And so, yeah, she canceled and it's happening too much that I'm just like, I don't get excited for anything really.
I know. How can you?
Yeah.
My Kings have been losing.
Have they?
Oh yeah. They're doing so shitty.
They're in that Florida bubble thing still. Mm-hmm. So they're just like prisoners there.
Oh yeah.
For the whole season.
Well, for the rest of the season. Yeah.
Like, hey, they're earning those millions of dollars finally. Like,
yeah. And, you know, I mean, it seemed like the first couple of weeks they probably had fun, you know, because there's, you know, golf courses and they can go fishing and stuff like that.
It's like Disney World?
It's Disney World, yeah. I mean, but just a portion of it. But, I mean, that can only last so long, I think, right? It's like that's about to get boring after a while. But they've fucking been sucking. They've only won one game. They have one more game to go. Not one more game to go. I think they have 2-3 more games to go. But yeah, we ain't making playoffs.
Oh, really? So, we're done for sure? You're already done, or are you just saying they're looking bad?
It's about 90% chance.
Okay.
Yeah, that we don't make the playoffs.
Ah, bummer, man.
Yeah, it's a bummer. But
does it ruin your day when the Kings lose?
Nah.
Does it make your day better when they win?
Yes. Yes, it does.
That's crazy. I always wondered about that because, like, I remember when I lived in the Netherlands, my girlfriend at the time, her dad, like, they made it to the World Cup. It was the first time in a long time. Mm. And they lost. And I remember he was at a bar. They were all watching it. You know, Dutch people going fanatic right. for soccer, you know. And then when they lost, he told the family, go ahead and go in the car. Here's the keys. I need to walk home. Oh, he walked home all sad and pouted, and I was like, damn, I don't know if like even a fight, I wonder if a fight could bring that out of me.
I think that a big loss like that, I don't know.
I did almost cry once in one fight.
Yeah.
McGregor knocked out my boy Aldo and I was stunned.
Mm.
I was so sad.
Well, see, there you go. You got that. See, a big match. Dude, if the Kings made it to the finals and they lost, oh yeah, that would fuck up my day for
yeah?
sure. Yeah? Yeah.
Damn.
But, you know, just this kind of stuff, it's like, whatever. Like, I mean, it is what it is. But definitely if they win, for some reason, you are cheerful and, you know, and I might even record it and play it again or something. I don't know.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yeah.
Record the game, play it. Damn, old school. Do you got the VHS recorder? That's what I picture in my head because that's the last time I've seen someone record something awesome, on TV. With my parents had the VHS
connector. Fuck, no. I don't know what it's called. I just hit record on the fucking
digital,
the DirecTV thing.
Yeah. Hey, you want to try a rap?
No.
How about I say a word, then you have to rhyme it, and then we keep going.
All right, let's do it. Go.
Star.
Car.
Bar.
So should we just say a word, or should we make like a sentence out of it?
I don't know.
All right. Make a sentence.
Oh, out of the word?
Yeah.
Reaching for the stars.
Coming from some cars.
Ready to hit the bar.
And we're gonna go far.
Moving to Mars.
And listening to some Mars.
Injecting that black tar. I'm on a spaceship going so far.
Sing a J.
Hey, if you hit me up, bro, sign that contract.
Yeah, that's pretty good, Jay.
I like Ryan.
You should get a
and
contract.
And I threw a Boston accent in there. I said, bah, and ka.
Yeah, you did. That's what threw me off, Jay. I know. I was like, I couldn't rhyme with that.
Black, you know, there's a Brothers in Cursive podcast I love with fucking love it. It's became my new favorite. It surpassed Tyson's Hotboxing.
Really?
Yeah. It's fucking.
I've never listened to not one of them.
It's a particular taste. It's not huge. It gets about 8,000 to 10,000 views. But they're the guys from Kill Tony that I would always watch. They were the regulars. Right. And it's this like white guy from Memphis with like. Balding, chubby, alcoholic, and a beard, and just like kind of a Will Ferrell type character.
Okay.
Just random and always lying. And then the other guy is like this dude. I don't know if he's from LA or from, I think he's originally from the South too. Black dude who's like really into like looking fresh and like gets the latest look. Like he looks like he could be like one of those new rappers, but he's probably our age, you know? Mm. And he's like a really good roaster. I think I've played him for you before, some of the MTV
shows. Yeah, you've showed me.
David Lucas. But they have this podcast, and David Lucas is more like the anchor, and there's this Red Band, who was Joe Rogan's first.
Oh, that's right. That's why you mentioned him. Yeah, that's right.
And, it's fucking funny, dude.
Brothers in Cursive.
Brothers in Cursive, and Will Montgomery, I think they tried to get him to quit drinking, but I watch it because of him. Okay. I started watching because of David Lucas, but he stole the show because he's just so weird and random, and Gina hates it, but I love it. He just, like, says stupid shit and gets drunk. And
I'm going to have to check it out, Jay.
BLM pulled his YouTube channel down.
Are you serious?
Because he made some BLM joke, because he's just so random. But, you know, they brought his parents on, and, you know, David Lucas was, because David Lucas is hardcore, too, so he was like, anyways, check out Brothers in Cursive. Yeah, I don't know what the fuck I was going to say about that. But, oh, they freestyle. After, David Lucas makes a William Montgomery freestyle after everything.
You got to give me a heads up next time, Jay.
Oh, okay. Snap poetry next time.
Yeah, poetry night. Snap. So what else you got, Jay?
Got?
Yeah.
What do you mean? For rapping? I'm feeling good, man. I got day buzz going on.
Jay wants to get signed. Somebody sign this man.
Oh, how about I practice my vocals? No, that's bad.
Do it, Jay. Do it.
Water Tower Podcast up in that ass.
That was fucking good, Jay.
Cadence who, bro?
That's gonna be our new theme song. Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, we gotta add that in.
Yeah.
That's gonna be my ringtone.
That's going in the trailer, Jay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're working on a trailer. That's going in the trailer.
I'm so obnoxious when my girlfriend annoys me in public. I just like a little kid goes, nah. And then she like runs away and leaves me alone. I'm like, then she comes back, I'm like, nah.
Nice. Dude, you know who Alonzo Bolden is?
Basketball player. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, no, Nick, yes. Man, that coffee kicked in again. I gotta stop drinking those.
Oh, you're having beer too.
Yeah, this is slowing me down.
You got the double shot. You should just get the single shot next time. He's a comedian.
Oh, he was on Hotboxing recently, no?
Was he? Oh, yeah, I think maybe. He was, right. Well, anyways, he has this thing where it's like, as a man, you always have to hold your woman's purse. And then that's the worst thing, right, for a man to have to hold his woman's purse. And he's like, I got a trick to get out of that. He's like, as soon as she gives you the purse, just start digging through it, you know, and she'll take that shit away and she'll never let you hold it again. It's like, fuck yeah, that's fucking awesome. I'm doing that shit.
Yeah, man. TikTok has a lot of those, like, the guy be like, hey, when you want to play video games all night, that's what you do. And he pours his chick a glass of wine. He's like, half of it. She passes out. He goes, hey, honey, I saw you enjoy a glass of wine. Hey, have a good night for yourself. And they're like, wait, so she passes out and goes on the games.
Nice.
Like, yeah, smooth. We've all done that.
They're smart yeah. men. Oh, yeah. Man, Jay. Well, welcome to the club, Jay. And you're in for a...
But I'm not in the club till I get married, right? Or am I in, like, purgatory? But where am I? I don't know what was my single life. It felt like heaven, but it might have been... They say it's hell, I think.
You can call it that, Jay.
Yeah, okay.
What's that room that if you go into, like, space, you get, like, that suction room where it sucks all the stuff out?
Oh, you feel like the G's and all that? I don't know. Yeah. Gravitation or something. I don't know.
Well, that's where you're at, Jay.
Yeah, I'm somewhere. Yeah. Dude, I got this cool diamond, too. It's like... they do, like... It's called Leo, and I guess they, like, etch scratches or something in it, so okay. It pops the color. Mm. Yeah, so you'll see like all this rainbow and shit.
Oh shit!
Yeah, it's pretty tight. I don't know. Nice. They just told me that shit and scratched it.
You go, Jay.
That a scratched diamond? Like, let's steal it to this idiot.
And yeah,
I looked poor as fuck when I walked in there too. Went to Jared. I looked poor as fuck. It was like a rough day. I was working around the house and I ran over there because Gino's gone and I was all dirty and shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I was, no.
Yeah. Hey, they like that shit.
Hey, fucking scandalous motherfuckers though.
Who, jewelers?
Yeah, dude. Like, they tried to sell them. They kept trying, like, I kept, you know, I'm trying to talk them down because I know the diamond game is bullshit. Fuck yeah. It's bullshit, by the way. Diamonds are not scarce. They're everywhere. And you're not supposed to spend 3 months of your fucking yearly salary or whatever it is. That was an old advertisement from a diamond company.
Remember that shit?
Yeah, dude. But anyway.
And they hoard diamonds like crazy.
These motherfuckers. Oh, but they were trying to sell me a warranty. Oh, his warranty's great. Da, da, da. I'm like, fuck, I should get the warranty. Like, fuck, this thing's expensive. It's the most I've spent on anything in my life. Maybe not. But, you know, it's like buying a car.
Right, right.
Like an old used car or something.
That shit's expensive, Jay. But yeah. I did buy the warranty. So how did I fuck up, Jay?
Well, I didn't buy the warranty. Okay. I'm like, I was like, hey, do I have time to get the warranty? Like, yeah, you got 30 days. I'm like, all right. I'm like, I'm going to research because I think you could get it under your house insurance and all that shit.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That's a better deal. So I'm always trying to like get the best deal. But because I'm cheap like that. So I went. And she's like, oh, you don't want the special Jared warranty? I'm like, no. Okay, I already told you on the phone, bitch. So, all right. You know, because I always try to fucking keep asking. All right, you know what's up. So they give me it, and she goes, okay, make sure she comes in every 6 months to make sure the prongs are tight, da, 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 and all this. I'm like, I said no warranty. She's like, oh, no, the diamond comes with a warranty.
Oh, of course it does.
And I'm like, what the fuck you mean? She's like, well, if it's loose or anything, we'll bring it in. I'm like, I thought that was the other warranty. Like, no, that's our special. We do a little special, something special bullshit. I'm fucking you in the ass.
They give you a bow after they do that.
Dude. And then I get the ring in the fucking the box, and it says Jared all big in the back. I'm like, motherfucker, that ain't even my name. But, you know, I'm like, you're branding inside this fucking thousands of dollars ring. Jay. Like, you motherfuckers. But
sons of bitches.
So I cut a picture of us and said, fuck you, Jared.
Yeah, good for you. You're so romantic, Jay. Yeah,
I had a bad experience.
Son of a bitch.
I hate when you feel like you're getting raped, like at stores and shit.
Well, and they're good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good at it. I bought the fucking warranty. But this was, I don't know, when did we have our 10-year anniversary? 4 years ago?
Damn.
Yeah, they sold me that shit, Jay. You want the warranty? Yeah.
Well, they didn't say there was a warranty on the diamond.
Well, that's what it was. Like, and if the diamond falls out or it gets lost or whatever, like, it's covered, yeah. You know, and it's like, all right, well, that works for me. But that shit's fucking expensive, Jay. Good for you, man. Good for you. You know, but I never get like warranty. Like, I just bought my kids new iPhones. I was telling you last episode. And it's like, I didn't get those warranties.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I don't know. Is that bad?
I don't usually because I'm cheap, but I think if I was rich, I'd probably get it. Right. But it's like, sometimes you got to leave things up to fate. That's the way I see it.
Well, dude, because like she's explaining it to me, right? Like, do you want the warranty? And she said, if you lose it or whatever, you pay a deductible and they give you a new one. It's like, well, why am I paying a warranty if I still have to pay a deductible, right? It's like, what am I paying every month for? Like, okay, if I just lose it, I'll just buy a new one then if I have to pay a deductible, right?
It's like processing fees when you pay for like a bill online. It's like, oh, $30 processing. You're like, what?
I know.
The computer is.
They charge them like 75 cents.
Is there a little man in there doing something? No, you already built the code. Everyone uses the same code, motherfuckers. Like, I'm always like processing. The whole point of the computer is you don't have to have an employee.
Dude. And everybody has these fees, dude. Where the fuck was I at the other day? We paid some fucking fee and I was like, why the fuck is that even there? What does that even mean?
They're just bullshit. Sometimes I read them and I laugh. Yeah. You guys are just robbing me now.
And you don't even know until after you paid it, right?
Yeah.
Motherfuckers.
So then there's like four different processing fees. I'm like, what the fuck?
They're fucking us over, Jay.
Yeah, we get raped a lot, dude.
But you know what? That's the scary part of just paying with shit through your phone or online and shit like that. You know, it's like so easy. It's
too easy.
It's so easy.
Like, dude. I don't get that Apple Pay. Like, I don't put it on my phone. And they always have, like, a little red notification. Don't forget to set up your phone. I'm like, well, I thought I did.
Always.
Oh, attach Apple Pay. I'm like, I'm choosing not to, but that alert won't go away.
Right.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, you know who got me, Jay? See? They fucking always get me, Jay. I went to a Kings game. They got me. Went to a Kings game, and they were offering bottled waters for $1. Right? They're normally $8. Yeah. And they're $1 if you pay with Apple Pay. So I was like, damn, $1? Fuck, we can all get one. You know, because normally we'll get like a water and share that shit.
That data.
Yeah. And so I was like, all right, fuck it, I'll download that shit. So I downloaded it and used it. And I've used it a couple times, actually. It came in handy when I forgot my wallet.
Forget your wallet. It's convenient.
But yeah, absolutely. You know what the scary part about that shit, I think, is you always hear, well, not always, but it's happened where it's like data breaches in these banking companies. And if you have your shit on automatic pay, like, That's why I always save my password for like Squarespace and shit like that. But for banking, I never save my password on my computer.
Yeah, I don't do that either. Like, I don't do the remember this device.
Yeah, so, right, yeah, right.
I always just keep it like, I don't know why. In case someone steals it, I guess. I don't know.
Exactly.
I was thinking, you know, I probably could have used that thing a million times by now.
Dude, yeah, every time you do that, like you just open your app and it has all the shit. I mean, it's too easy.
You know how there's always like a, like sometimes they'll like charge you a fee and you're like, hey, what the fuck? You like charge this fee and like, oh, our bad. I don't know if that's ever happened to you.
Fuck yeah.
You like wait in line at the fucking bank, like what, on your day off, ask your work for time. I'm like, what the fuck? And then like, but you know what? They never make this is how I know it's bullshit. They never make mistakes where they put too much money in your bank account. I know it happens every great once in a while I read on the news, but I don't know anyone. I've heard a lot of people say, why the fuck are they charging me this?
And so, I haven't seen it.
So you know it's not a mistake if it never works the other way. Because mistakes are so random, right?
Oh, dude. Oh, man.
I don't know.
You think one day something will come out where it's like, proven banks across the world have been doing this to clients knowingly. Like, I always wondered that shit. You know, all this shit that's like happens. And like, if it's orchestrated enough that something will come out eventually that says, yeah, this was in the fucking plan all along.
I don't know. Probably. You know, we talked about Epstein's, the judge on the case got her son got shot.
Right, right.
Apparently, the case she was on was the Deutsche Bank case.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know about that at first, and I kind of like heard Tim Dillon, a comedian, talk about it, but he was saying that like basically Deutsche Bank is known to have all like the cartels and all this, and I heard that about ING too, bank. Mm. They did that, Dutch bank, I think, but Deutsche Bank, a German bank, that they send all these CEOs and shit like to Malibu and they all commit suicide. Not all of them, but like these people in their office tend to go to Malibu and kill themselves. Like there's been like several.
Wow.
And they're like, who the fuck goes on vacation and goes, this is Malibu. I'm depressed.
Drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah. It's like, it's weird. So there's all this, she was going to be one of these cases about.
That is so funny.
Because the other clients, I guess, created a lawsuit against the bank saying, what the fuck? This is too risky. Mm-hmm. What are you doing with our money if you got all these people on your list? But, oh, all the cartel members have banks. You know they don't give a fuck if that's you bring money in there.
Yeah. And they'll take anybody out. That's nuts, huh?
Yeah. I was like, what the
fuck? That's scary, dude.
Yeah, man.
That's fucking nuts, man. We live in a crazy world, dude.
Yeah.
But you know what? What do you do about that, right? I mean, we live in this crazy society. We hear about all this crazy shit. But here we are recording a podcast, having a good time, drinking a beer. You know, what does that mean? I mean, we just got to live our life, right?
Yeah, you know, it's like, I don't know. You just got to do what you want. Post Malone was on Joe Rogan.
I still haven't watched it.
It's cool. It's just like a good time, you know. He's
okay.
But it's weird to see an older guy and young kid connect from being fucked up.
Well, they got all shroomed out, right?
Yeah.
I got to watch it.
And so, but Post Malone, they're talking about the bullshit going on in Post Malone. And like, you know, because he's in a conspiracy too. And then he's like, that's why I just like, fuck it. Drink beers and just have a good time. Shit's right. Going to happen. Whatever.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I was like, you know what? That's a good way to think about it.
Hey, you know what? You got to, man, I don't know, man. You got to enjoy this fucking time, right? Devin the Dude, you still haven't listened to him, have you?
I have listened to a few of his songs.
Okay. So. Dude, he talks a lot about, like, enjoying the moment, right? It's like, he has a line, it's like, you know, I get my check, and then I buy a bottle, I buy some weed, and I give the rest to my family. Like, you know, is there something wrong with that? I don't know, but that's what I do, you know? It's like, you're covering all your bases, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I said, like, I was going to quit drinking and smoking weed. And I had, like, 2 weeks, and I didn't sleep. And I was like, fuck this. That's stupid. Alcohol is probably be smart, but I miss the weed a lot. Because I like smoking and drinking together.
Mm, yeah, right. Well, and it does something for you, man. You know what? I thought about that a lot, too. And I've quit, you know, when I need to quit. But, well, I mean, I don't drink a lot, but only pretty much on the podcast, actually.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Jay. Thanks. No, I mean, I'll buy a 12-pack for the house, and it'll last me, like, I don't know, 3 weeks or something like that. Like, if I have a long day at work, it's like, fuck, yeah. I need a beer.
Yeah. I don't know. I've been trying to use the podcast as my excuse for drinking. So I'll do it here and there, but, like, if I'm going to, like, have some drinks, I'm like, ah, fuck it, save for the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a good drinks, excuse.
Have a good time. But, you know, there's sometimes you have to reevaluate, right?
Yeah, and they were, you know, there was another discussion, probably was Jorgen Post Malone or something, but they were talking about, like, when you're disciplined and you're on top of your shit, you get so much done, and even Joe, who seems like that type of guy, like, working out all the time and doing multiple jobs, but then, you know, him and Post Malone were kind of talking about. But yeah, but then there's that like creative kind of comes from being fucked up sometimes. You know, right. We're on shrooms too, talking about this. And Joe's like, dude, you know how many of my best jokes came from being like a little drunk or high or something? And he's like, especially a little high, like, fuck. And I think I'll probably never have that thought sober. Mm-hmm. And when I smoke weed, dude, like, I write jokes, and then I'm a comedian, but I want to do it again if this COVID thing goes away. It's like, yeah, you get these random ass, like, you're just more chill. I don't know what it is. Yeah, anyways, it kind of makes me think about that brain thing that, like, right. The left side of the brain is fucked up. You got drunk, so then the right side just takes it in as, like, it is.
But, interesting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with that, though.
Who's that, like, crazy horror writer? Stephen King.
Right.
Apparently, he had, like, cigarettes and coffee. It was, like, he had to have it to write or something, like, like in the mornings or something. Like, cigarettes helped him.
Yeah, that'll get you going. Yeah. Hey, I smoke a cigarette sometimes. Every once in a while, I don't smoke a lot. But, dude, like, two puffs, and I'm fucking like, oh, shit.
Really?
I can get you woozy, man.
Really?
Yeah, you ever puff on a cigarette?
Yeah, I have, like, I used to do it. I was, like, you know, I hated cigarettes. Like, I just wasn't into it. My grandpa kind of died from cancer, but he went through... cancer caused by cigarettes for a long time. But so I was just like, and it looked painful. So I was like, fuck that. So, and I just never got hooked. I smoked them a lot and I don't know, just, I didn't get high or drunk or, you know, or anything. So I was like, fuck this shit. And I like cigars though, which is weird. But, yeah, I would use it to pick up girls. Like I'd see a girl outside smoking. Nice. That's a perfect time. Hey, can I have a light icebreaker? Mm. Bam. And then guess what? You have two people standing next to each other smoking. They're there for a separate reason, even though you're lying, you're there for a separate reason. So why not talk? It's not like you're just standing next to her at the bar like, hey, you know, I'm here for you. You're like, oh, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm smoking my cigarette. But really.
Nice.
So I'd always hit my buddy up. Give me a cigarette. Give me a fucking cigarette. Jay. Dude, it was the shit, man. I got good, man.
You
I got good.
Fucking Rico Suave, you.
Dude, the cigarette never fails. So yeah, but I never got hooked. I never enjoyed them. Yeah.
They are nasty. And you know what? If I smoke more than like two cigarettes in a night, I wake up in the morning with a fucking horrible stomach ache.
Yeah, sometimes I went drunk and like, oh, fuck it. There's no cigar. Give me a cigarette. Yeah. And then it just makes everything worse the next day. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, totally. It really does. But where the fuck were we going with that?
Oh, how you get fucked up. Like Stephen King used to get fucked up.
Oh, right, right. Yeah. Dude, I think that's real shit, man.
Me too. And, but you know, this shit's, smoking is bad for the lungs. Alcohol is bad for the liver and the body and your health and like being in shape and stuff. And that's a fact.
Yeah.
But have you ever looked at like history? Like Benjamin Franklin has a line, something like, you know, God wants us to be happy because he created beer.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Right. I've seen that.
And they also say beers. There's a theory that's why we stopped being hunters and gatherers. Because there's like the first civilization, like some of the, they made these clay bowls that they think they had hay or something in it, and it rained, must have rained and created yeast, and someone must have drunk him and like, whoa. And then they all just like, we're like, well, we can't fucking leave the spot because this is where all the rain happened. I don't know. There's like a theory on that. Bartender told me that. I was like, bullshit.
Alcoholics.
And I Googled it, and I was like, oh, there's like a theory. And so they like, well, then they started awesome. Farming and just sticking around, and they just created civilizations instead of wandering around for animals.
Wow.
There's a theory. I don't know if it's true.
I've never heard that theory. That's amazing.
It sounds like bullshit, but check it out. But like apparently like if you look at like the 1800s or something, they like drank way more than we drink. Like
right. They
drink all the fucking time, it seems like.
I bet that shit fucked them up too. Yeah. Some of that fermented shit they had.
Who knows? Yeah.
Damn.
Knows? Yeah.
Especially if your body's never experienced that before.
Yeah.
They probably got fucked up.
Yeah. Well, that's like how they say about like Native Americans, like alcohol kind of ruined a lot of those communities. But do you think it's like that they're just, they make it seem like they're, I think it's a bad stereotype that they're prone to just like being alcoholics. And it's like, maybe they're just like everyone else.
Right. Yeah, know? Right. Exactly.
So like everyone drinks, like every race drinks a lot, but I don't know. You ever heard that like stereotype?
No. Okay. Natives being alcoholics. And that
like the white man gave natives alcohol and it like did ravish to the communities because everyone became alcoholics.
Hmm.
Yeah. I don't know. There's like a weird stereotype, but I'm just like, or maybe their situation sucked.
I read this, what do they call it? Ethnography from an anthropologist who spent a lot of time in a native community and then wrote about it, right? It's like field work in anthropology. And she did say that like, alcoholism was rampant, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of people drink a lot of alcohol out there. Fuck, that was a good book, man. I forgot what it was called.
What tribe, do you know?
I'm not going to know right now.
Do you know?
Still got the book, though.
Ira Hayes is?
Mm-mm.
He was a famous Native American, kind of during World War II. So he we were talking about country earlier. Johnny Cash did a song about him, Ira Hayes, and it basically ends with him getting drunk and dying some fucking where, but he was a war hero.
Right.
And he had to deal with racism when he came back. Like, it wasn't allowed in bars and shit, but he helped win the war. And there's a Clint Eastwood movie called Flags of Our Fathers, I believe. And you know the famous Marine picture at Iwo Jima where they're pulling up the flag? It's like everywhere. All those guys. Uh-huh. He was one of those guys.
Oh, shit.
So this movie's about that. Fucking intense. This poor motherfucker, dude. Like, I think Richie Valens plays him. What's his name? I forget. The actor.
I don't know his name.
The guy who played Richie Valens. I think it might be him. Yeah, but a fucking great movie, dude.
Dude, sounds badass.
I think there's a book.
Okay. Yeah. Huh, what were, fuck, see, I'm getting fucking lost here, Jay.
That Hazy Little Thing IPA. These are good, man. These will get you a little buzz with a little bit.
Hazy Little Thing IPA. Yeah, that
Jim,
is what it's
my
called.
My Uncle Jim got me on these.
Nice.
Yeah, they're good. They're tasty. But yeah, fucked up, man. War hero, fucking.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Dude, man.
Yeah.
That's tough, man. And you know what? If anybody's got it fucked up, you know, it's fucking Native Americans who've been here.
Yeah, out of everybody, these poor bastards.
Man. Yeah, man. And you know what? I mean, you know about the whole Washington Redskins thing, right?
Yeah. You know, I'm not a sports guy, but I've always heard about it. And I remember when I first heard about it, I was like, oh, give me a break, another bitch. And now I was thinking about it, and me and Gina happened to have this conversation last week. And I was like, what if, like, some German soccer team had because my girlfriend's Jewish. What if some German soccer team had, like, the Jews or something? It'd be like, it'll be a little weird, right?
Yeah.
I was like, yeah.
That was definitely a derogatory term, you know? Like,
Redskin?
Yeah, Redskin, right.
Yeah, or savage. Yeah.
But, I mean, you know, it's that... I know some that are for what was changed, but then I've seen stuff on, like, I don't know, Instagram, but you know how social media is. But it's like, there's a lot of, well, I don't know about a lot, but there was Native American fans of the Redskins, right?
Mm-hmm. You're always going to have people on both. This is like, there's a lot of black anti-BLM people.
Right. Yeah. And, well, there you go.
That's just how it is. There's black Trump supporters. You know, they, you know,
right.
There's always going to be, you know, those people on each side, and the side's going to be like, well, look, we got one. We count. You know, but,
oh, that's so funny.
That's just how people are, right? They're just always going to split.
So, what's this podcast going to look like in fucking 6 months, Jay? What do you think?
I'll probably have 2 liver transplants. I don't know. I mean, like a wheelchair, all like. Jay, hopefully not. I don't know, man. What do you think?
I don't know. You know, I was just thinking about that right now as we're just having this conversation. It's like episode 18. I was watching episode 1 the other night, and I was like, damn, that's fucking funny, you know? And it's not like it's been that long. You just calculated it 4.5 months ago.
4.5 months, yeah.
So, I mean, all this has changed. I mean, we're getting better, I think, and, you know, setup and lighting and all this stuff. So 6 months, I don't know. I mean, it's got to be at least double what we have now as far as quality, right?
Yeah, we're going to try to get another guest on next week. My boy Tucker.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker, served in the Peace Corps. I mean, I'm a semester at sea. We traveled to India together. Cool dude. Fucking, I mean, I haven't talked to him in years, so it'll be interesting to catch up. But he used to be like a fucking angel, like a fucking cool-ass dude. Just a positive dude. And, yeah, so we haven't had guests in a long-ass time.
Yeah, we haven't. It's going to be nice to have one.
Like a month ago was Dr. Odin.
Yeah,
and then before that was a while, I think.
Yeah, well, we Joe need some. Soto, so this is gonna, Joe Soto was that before that.
Yeah.
So much needed, I think. So looking forward to next week's podcast, and you should be too. It's gonna be good. It's always good when you don't talk to someone that long.
Yeah, because then there's a lot to talk about, and like we gotta get Courtney back on. She was supposed to be on when Dr. Odin came.
Oh,
on.
That's right. Yeah.
She canceled because of the weather out there. But I don't know. I hate doing Zoom calls. It kind of sucks. But it is kind of cool, but there's a delay. Video editing sucks. And then, like, sometimes the internet doesn't work. Then there's more editing. And then it's a choppy. The conversation doesn't flow as nice. And we'd love to have guests in-house. And with Dr. Odom, we made an exception and kind of cleaned everything out. But
it's a lot of work right now.
Yeah, and there's not a lot of people I know that live in Sacramento.
Right, and are willing to go inside someone's house at this point in time.
Yeah.
You know? So... yeah, definitely a lot of work.
We got to get our cousins. We're going to do a cousin podcast with Mike Milan and Kobe Williams.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Could actually be in the house, hopefully. Yeah,
right.
Down. And yeah, I think it'll be fun.
Fuck yeah.
Go down memory lane, tell that crazy shit.
I guess we need another mic.
Fuck. Didn't think about that. Yeah.
That's all right. We'll get one.
Yeah. They have to share.
Oh, damn it. And we'll point it directly at him this time.
Yeah.
And not standing up.
Yeah, yeah. I was corrected by my cousin who gave me that mic so nicely, and they wanted to use it for marketing, but I had it upside down or in a weird direction. I think it was supposed to be pointed at him. But
fucking amateurs.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But now I know. He showed me. He taught
that's
me.
That's what it's all about, man. Yeah, that's so funny, dude. Oh, my goodness. That's awesome. Hey, that's what it's all about, though. And I'm having a blast, Jay.
Yeah, it's a good time. It's fucking good time to talk. Yeah, I don't know. It's cool. And I don't know. We got, you know, I just wait for this COVID shit to be over with. And let's get this.
You and everyone else, Jay.
Going on the fucking road and doing stuff. I want to have way more guests. I want to get like I see like Isaac Martinez comments a lot. Isaac Rodriguez, Colby, you know, you see Gabriel, like, I want to see all these guys, like, maybe come on, just fucking, you guys are idiots, fuck this, fuck that. Craig Martinez talked a little bit about the Gavin Newsom video. You want to
just bullshit,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, wants to, like, fuck, I got him fired up. So, yeah, you know, it just, I don't know, it'd be just cool to put people on. Come on,
bullshit about random shit.
The great thing about the podcast, we just use it as an excuse to hang out.
Pretty much.
Right? It's dope.
Pretty much,
it's dope. Hey, we're recording, it's serious business.
I got to go to Jay's house.
Many, it's like the cigarette thing. We all need a fake fucking reason to meet.
Right.
We're just going to record this shit, but.
Hey, that's awesome, Jay.
Yeah, man, it'll be dope.
You're right. It is like that cigarette thing.
If you want to come on, hit us up.
Yeah. Hey, let us know how we're doing. Episode 18. You got anything else, Jay?
That's it, man.
Yeah, that's it for me. So thank you, everyone, for watching. If you made it this far, don't forget to hit that subscribe button.
Just and, do it. Share
with your friends. And if you don't have friends, get some friends and share with them. And all you have to do is hit that share button and share it to any of your social media platforms, because we're on all of them, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter,
not on all TikTok. That
we're not on TikTok, you're right.
Waiting for the Microsoft buyout.
Yeah. Anyways. Yeah, let's go with that. So
all right, bitches.
Thanks again.
I love
Peace
you.
Out, y'all.
Bye.